بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we spoke about desensitization. I shared with you two of my own incidents from my life and some other things, and we reflected on this and we said, well, what are the things that we seem to be getting desensitized to? What are they in our lives, both positive and negative? Now, let's see why that happens. In both the incidents that I mentioned to you, the chicken sellers sitting there in the middle of that absolutely foul stench, completely impervious to that, not able to smell it, and enjoying life. And the nurse, impervious to the blood of the person on whom my father was operating. What is it that made that happen? And the answer is very simple. The answer is, what made that happen was to be exposed to that day after day after day. Believe me, the first time any of those chicken sellers, the people working in the shops, the first time they walk into that market, they would have had exactly the same reaction as I did, which is they would have been repelled and repulsed by the foul stench that they encountered. But for whatever reason, maybe it's their business, maybe they needed a job or whatever it was, they would go there, and day in and day out, and they're sitting there, they're breathing that thing, they become impervious to it. Now, when I say impervious, do understand, they're impervious only to the smell, not to whatever toxicity is happening in their lungs because of breathing that stench. Similarly, the nurse in the operating theater, the doctor and so on, they become, in hospitals generally, they become impervious to human suffering. They become impervious to pain. They become impervious to blood, because they are seeing it so often, over and over and over again. Now, those of them who still retain their humanity, who retain their the kindness of their hearts, don't allow that to happen. But in many cases I've seen in hospitals, nurses especially, treating patients like a side of beef. Including, for example, I was in hospital a couple of times for a couple of operations. And I remember I'm lying there, perfectly okay, even before the operation. The nurse wants me to turn on my side because they want to jab me or something. All he or she needs to do is to tell me, please turn over on your right, or please turn over on your left. But they don't do that. They don't talk to you. They come and they just pick, they push their hands under your body and they turn you. Now, it's highly disrespectful, completely unnecessary. I'm not a side of meat. I'm not paralyzed, alhamdulillah. I'm not deaf and dumb. I mean, why do you treat me like as if I don't exist, as if I'm some inanimate piece of furniture, right? But they do that because they are used to that. For them to treat a human being like a living, breathing, feeling human being is unnecessary, because they're used to just dealing with a person who's suffering. And because the person is suffering, that person is willing to take a lot of processed food from you. I hope you can fill in the four letter blank for that word. So this is what happens. Now, why am I telling you this? This is not my rant against chicken sellers and nurses. This is a rant against what social media has done to us. One of the things that we are seeing today, more and more and more, is videos of suffering in different places. Now, the reason people make these videos, I'm not debating those reasons. Those who are doing those videos, they have the reasons for it. They want the news to go. They want the world to know. They want the world to react positively. They want, in many cases, they do that for fundraising. So leave their reasons, and if they are making them, let them make them. What happens to us when we watch these videos day after day after day? And what happens to us is that we get desensitized. It loses meaning. we stop feeling, we may talk about it, but just ask yourself, whichever cause you think you are most motivated about, whichever cause you think is so dear to your heart, just ask yourself, how many times did you miss a meal because you were so upset by looking at that video? How many times did you miss anything? Right? How many times did you not buy something you really wanted to buy, some, you know, little Google Doodle, whatever, little gimmicky thing, whatever stuff you buy, you didn't buy that and you say, I'm going to donate this money to that cause. I'm not saying you do not donate the money. I'm saying instead of buying that little thing which you really loved, did you do that? Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi is reported to have said, he said, because, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the most intelligent of you is the one who remembers his death most often. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi is not commenting on this hadith. Two unrelated things, but I mentioned this hadith because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about remembering death. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, do not talk about death when you have invited somebody for a meal. So as you are sitting down for the meal, do not speak about death. They asked him, he said, why? He said, because one of two things will happen. He said, either your heart is alive. You have a live heart. You have a living heart. If that is so, then the moment death is mentioned, that food which you have been invited to eat, or you invited somebody else to eat, that food will become completely tasteless. The person's appetite will disappear. The person would not want to eat. If they eat, they won't enjoy it. So there's no point in talking about death at that time. He's not saying don't remember death. He's saying, no, don't do it at that particular point in time. And he said, that's one option. One is that the heart is alive, so therefore the food loses taste. You will loses its taste and you will not want to eat. He said the other option is that you will discover that your heart is dead, because you will eat and you will not lose any taste, which means that your heart is dead. And he said that's not necessarily the best time to discover that. What we see, the eyes are the arrows to the heart. And this is the meaning of one of the ahadiths of Rasulullah sallam. And that's why he said, be very careful what you look at, because what you look at affects your heart. Now, when we usually think about that, we almost always think about looking at promiscuous things, looking at, shameless things. But looking also at human suffering does the same thing. It deadens the heart. It kills the heart. Too much of it, over and over and over, constantly watching videos of what happens in this country and this war and that war and this persecution and that persecution, constantly doing that, completely deadens the heart. And the very purpose of making these videos is lost, because then now you are sending the videos to people who don't really care. It doesn't make any difference to them, because they have seen it so many times. Most of them won't even see it. The moment it opens, they shut it off and they go off somewhere else. And those who see it also, so I've seen this before. Now, this is a very, very bad thing and a very sad thing. So what must you do? My submission to you is, don't watch any of these videos. Please do not watch them, just delete them. What you must do, however, is two things. One is stand in the night in tahajjud and cry and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, for His help, for the people who you care about. So that's one very important thing. Secondly, help them in every way that you can. So whatever you can do, whether it's fund, whether it's effort, do that by all means, right? Raise awareness about it, talk to people about it. Any effort that you make in order to alleviate suffering, in order to help people, in order to ensure that justice is done, that oppression is stopped, that injustice is stopped, all of those efforts are very, very well worth it. And that is something that you must do. But you don't have to constantly watch these gory videos in order to achieve that. Because that watching the gory videos is the problem. Because that deadens the heart.
It desensitizes the heart. It makes you into an unfeeling entity, and it destroys your own sensitivity. This also disturbs your salah, it disturbs your sleep, and if it stops doing that, then it means that the heart is finally dead. So please do not watch any of these things. As I told you, by all means help the causes, but don't watch these things, because again and again, over and over, watching these things only deadens the heart and desensitizes it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have hearts which are alive and which really feel for our brothers and sisters, no matter who they are, no matter where they are, and enables us and gives us the motivation to really and truly help them in whichever way we can. صلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.